Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Daf Peches Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a raya that an Eid Echad is not Nemon to say that one ate Chalev and to mechayev him to bring a carbon through the Nemonos of Eid Echad. It must work through Shtika Kaida. What's the raya? From the fact that two Eidim, according to the Chachamim, can't be Mechayiv someone to bring a carbon for eating Chalev. Why do the Chachamim say he doesn't bring a carbon based on their Eidus? So, the Chachamim say, Man, you're to Lemar Mezdo, you see. If he wants, he could say he's a Mezid. Therefore, he has a Migu to say, I didn't eat with a Migu that I could have said I'm a Mezid, and therefore I'm potter from bringing a carbon anyways. Now, Taisvis mentions, don't ask, it's a migu b'makom eidim. The rule is, migu doesn't work against two eidim. And here the two eidim are saying that he ate. So how could he possibly say that he didn't eat chaylev with a migu? He could have said he ate b'mezid, and he'd be potter from a carbon anyways. So Taisa says, what the Gemara means is, ma'im yirtza leimer mezid yisi, that if he wants to say he's a mezid, that we teach his words. When he's told the eidim, I did not eat chaylev, what he means is, I did not eat chaylev b'shagig, I ate it b'mezid. And that is one of the two Mahalchim in Masechet Krisis Daf Yud Beis, how the Gemara explains the Shitas HaChachamim. So now the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, that say that even two Eidim can't be Mechayiv him to bring a Korban, for sure an Eid Echod can't be Mechayiv him to bring a Korban. Therefore it must be that it says that an Eid Echod is Nemo to say, Ochalta Chaylev, that only works through Shtika Kaido, because the person who he's testifying about is quiet. Obviously, he's Maida, and therefore he's chayv to bring the carbon. Now, Taisa asks the Kasha, what's the raya from there that it works al shtika kaido? Say, really, an Eid Echod is Naaman to mechayv him a carbon, because he's not Makish. If he doesn't deny the Eidus of the Eidim, the Eidus stands. That it says that two Eidim can't be mechayv him to bring a carbon, that's only in the case where he's Makish. He denies what they're saying, therefore they don't have Nemanus against him. With that Migu, the way Taisus explains. But if an Eid Echod is made and there's no Akhosha, maybe an Eid Echod is Taka Neman, what's the Raya that it works al Shtika Kaida? So Taisus answers that the Gemara's proof that it's definitely working al Shtika Kaida and not through the Eidus of the Eid Echod is because if when an Eid was made, that somebody ate chaylev, mistama was b'shagig, there's no way we'd believe him to say mezid yisi. He wouldn't be able to take himself out of the pashtus. By the fact that he's nemo to say mezid yisi, we see there is no pashtus that when somebody ate chaylev was b'shagig. It must be that when an eid says achalta chaylev, it could be shagig, it could be mezid. If the inclination was to say that it was shagig, he wouldn't be nemo to say mezid yisi. It's mochach that there is no inclination to say shagig any more than mezid. Therefore, when the Eid Echad comes and says achalta chaylev, still we don't see shagig. Why does he have to bring a carbon? It's mochach that we say shtika kaido, and that is the only reason that he has to bring a carbon. Even if Eidim came along and said achalta chaylev b'shagig, they wouldn't be nemon, according to Taisvis, if the person they were made on was makdish. It's muchach that it works al shtika kaido, because Eidim can't possibly testify bevados that he ate b'shagig. The Rashba, however, learns the sugya entirely differently. The Rashba learns that our sugya is going according to the second mahalach in Krisis, to explain the shita of the Chachamim. The first mahalach is, as Taisus mentioned, ma'am yirtza leimer mezda yisi, that we're mitartzinon dibure, we explain the words that he said. When he said lo yachalti, he means lo yachalti shagig elo mezid. However, there's another mahalach in the sugidir. The Gemara says that odom nemon al atzma yoyser memeya edim. A person is nemon about himself more than 100 edim. Something that has to do with himself, it's his kapara, he has exclusive nemonus, and edim do not have the power to override his own nemonus about himself. If he doesn't want to get a kapara, so he won't get a kapara. The Rashba explains that our sugi is going according to that mahalach increases, and therefore, when the Gemara says that the eid is not nemon, it's because adam nemon al atzma yoyser memeya eidim. A person is nemon about himself more than 100 eidim. The only reason he'll have to bring a carbon according to that after there's an eidus of an eid echor or even two eidim, it's only because of shtika kaido. As we said, regarding a person's own chiyuv kapara, Edim do not have nemanus more than him. Now the reason Taisus doesn't want to learn like the Rashba over here, the Shita Mekubetzis and Krisus that Yud Beis explains, because according to the Rashba, it's shver. What happens in a case where he says, I don't know? And Eidechot said, you ate chaylev. The person who he's made on says, I don't know, it's possible. According to the Rashba, there's no reason that the Eidechot shouldn't be believed. So why do you have a raya from the fact that an Eidechot that says that somebody ate chaylev, that he has to bring a carbon, it must work out shtika kaidah, because Adam neman al atzma yaser meya edim, that only is said where he's makish, where he denies what the edim say. So we say his nemanus overrides the edim's nemanus when it's pertaining to himself. However, if he says he doesn't know, maybe the ed could be mechayev and mekarben. Maybe that's the case of the Mishnah of Eidochad Oimer Achal Tachaylev. And the Eidechot is going to be believed even without Shtika Kahida. Now, according to the Mahalach of Matarzin and Diburei, the way Taisus learns, the understanding according to the Shita increases is that wherever there is any Hakhosha at all, the Eidim are Neman. So here too, when he says, I don't know, that's a bit of a Hakhosha, and therefore they won't be believed. So it must work Al Shtika Kahida. Now, to answer Taisus' Kasha on the Rashba, why does he assume that it works exclusively al shtika kaidah, maybe where he says, I don't know, the aid will be neman, as long as the aid is not trying to override the person's nemanus on himself? Rabbi Chanan Kevet Tsa'aris, Simon Samach Zayin Ois Gimel, brings from the Ramban, the way Rabbi Chanan understands at least, that the reason that he is neman more than the aidim when he is makhish them is because it says, Oy Hoida, that's what we learn from the Pasuk, Oy Hoida Elov, and not that others are meidia him that he's chayv. So therefore, according to the Rashba, the reason he doesn't bring a carbon, when he says ein yodea, when the Eidechot is made that he has to bring a carbon, is because it says, if he knows through an Eidechot, he's not chayv in a carbon. And therefore, the only reason he has to bring a carbon is because of shtika kaida. Now, Rabbi Chanan asks, because it's master from the Ramban, that when two Eidim say that he's chayv to bring a carbon, and he says, I don't know, in that case, he does have to bring a carbon. I say that he's potter the same way he's potter by an Eidechot. So the Ramban explains that by two Eidim, if they tell him that he ate Chaylev, that's considered that he knows from himself, since the Torah always believes two Eidim a Nemanus Gemura, a full Nemanus. So when two Eidim tell him he ate Chaylev, he knows by himself that he ate Chaylev. However, when he hears from an Eidechot, even if the Eidechot actually has Nemanus from the Torah, but since it's not the same level, it's not the same status as Eidus of two Eidim, it's not considered that he knows by himself. That's considered Sheidiyu Acherim, and therefore he will be Potter. Maaser Ben Chon concludes this piece by saying, Vadayin Sarach Talmud. So the Gemara continues, we know that we can't bring a raya from the halacha of Eidechot Oymer Achal Tachaylev, that Eidechot is Nemon, there works Al Shtika Kaidah. So the Gemara asks, how do we know Eidechot is Nemon Bisur? So the Gemara says, El Svarahi. It's a Svara, just like a piece that's a Safik Chalev, Safik Shuman, which is Mutter to eat. And an Eidechot comes and says, I know for certain that it's kosher, it's Shuman, that we're allowed to eat it. We're allowed to trust the Eidechot. So that's how you know an Eidechot is Nemon. And so far the Gemara wants to learn from there that an Eidechot will be Nemon to be Matar and Eishes Ish. Now, how do we know an Eidechot is Nemon to be Matar, a piece of meat, to say it's Shuman? So Rashi writes that we know for sure, that we trust a person to say that it's kosher meat, as long as it's not a chashid, because if it weren't for that, how could a person eat by his friend? How could he trust his family members to give him kosher? We see from there that obviously the Torah allows us to rely on the nemanus of an Eidechot regarding Yisurim. Rashi in Chulin Daf Yud Amud Beis brings the pasuk of a shachat es ben abokar as a source that Eidechot nam b'Yisurim. A person shechts a korban, he doesn't have to have two Eidim testifying that it's a kosher shechita. However, Rashi in Gittin says the makar is similar to Rashi over here, that otherwise, if we wouldn't say Eidechonam b'Yisurin, how could one possibly eat by his friend's house? How could he trust him that it's shechted properly? How could he trust him that there was nikur made, they took out the gidin and the chaylev? How could he trust him that it's not tevel anymore? Therefore, we know that Eidechonam b'Yisurin from the simple fact that that's what people do, they eat by their friend's houses. The Taisus Yeshanim over here is not too impressed with this Mahalach and Rashi, he asks, what kind of a proof is that? Maybe Taka, the Torah demands that a person have two Edim testifying that the piece of meat that he's about to eat is kosher. Where do we see in the Torah that one may actually eat by his friend's house or trust his family members if there's no two Edim on the kashrus of the food? Tosfos in Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis asks a different kashan Rashi. Tosfos asks, what's the raya that Eilechanam Bisrun, that you can eat meat by your friend? You don't have to worry that it wasn't Geshachtin. You can eat fruits and vegetables. You don't have to worry that he wasn't Mafresh Terumah Ma'aser. There, the reason he's Nemon is because it's Biyadai. Over here, later on in the sugya, we're going to see that if something is Biyadai, someone can do the heter on this object, someone can shecht or be mafresh by himself, there's an amonus to an Eid Echad. What's the raya that Eid Echad nam bisurin when it's not biyodai? So Taisus in Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis learns that the makar for Eid Echad nam bisurin is from the halacha of Nida. The Torah says, V'safar lo shivas yomim v'achar titor, she counts 7 days and then she becomes tahor. The husband can't know if she stopped bleeding. The husband cannot know if 7 days passed from the beginning. Only she knows. And the Torah says that we rely on what she says. So you have the raya that Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin. Taisus asks on that, however, if that's the case, that we learn from Nida that Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin, so why does the Gemara over here, the following lines, have a suffix whether an Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin, even when there's a Cheskas Isser, by Yenido she's B'Cheskas Isser. She was Tamei, and she's being made that she's Tar. If the Makar for Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin is from Nida, so we have a raya that Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin, even in the case where it says Chazik Isura, even with the Cheskas Isur, like by Nida, she should be Nemon. So Taisus answers over here, and Masechtas Gittin, she's not Ischazik to see forever. It's true she has a Chazaka, a Cheskas Toma, but eventually she's going to stop seeing them. She doesn't bleed forever. So therefore, it's not considered that she's being made against the Cheskas Isser. Now, Tosfos in Gittin adds a few words which sheds a lot of light on this Tosfos also. Tosfos writes, like Tosfos over here, that it's not a Cheskas Isser that you'll see forever, and it's also Biyada Litfoil. It's Biyada for it to be Toivel. Now, the Rashba and the Marsha explains in Tosfos over there that what Tosfos means is there are two issues to deal with. First of all, that she's not a schazik to see dam anymore. She's not going against the cheskas iser. And regarding the tefillah, which she is the cheskas iser until she toivels, that's biyada to be toivel. And when Taisa says that she's not being made against the cheskas iser because she eventually is going to stop seeing memela even without doing anything, so therefore it's not considered a cheskas iser that she's being made against, the Marit learns from there that a chazaka hasui lishtanis, any chazaka that's going to eventually change is not considered a chazaka. Just like here, Tosfos says that since she's eventually going to stop seeing dam, we say that when she's being made, she's not being made against the chazaka because she doesn't have a chazaka to see dam forever. The same way, any other chazaka ha'asui l'ishtanis, any chazaka that's going to change is not considered a chazaka. Now the Stipler says it's not muchach from Tosfos like the Marit that a chazaka ha'asui l'ishtanis is not a chazaka. It could be it is a chazaka. However, regarding Nemonus, it's possible for an Eid Echad to be Nemon against it. If there's no Eid Echad testifying against the Cheskas Isser that's Asur Yilishtamis, then we will go with such a Chazakah. When there's an Eid Echad being made against it, then the Chazakah Asur Yilishtamis is not strong enough to disallow her to be Nemon against it. So far we have two Mahalchim and Taisus. Either a Chazakah Asur Yilishtamis is not a Chazakah at all, or a Chazakah Asur Yilishtamis is a Chazakah, but it's not strong enough to say that an Eid Echad won't be Nemon against it. The Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, learns Pshat and Taisus that she's not Becheskas Tuma at all. Not that it's a Chazaka Asur Yilishtanis. It's not a Chazaka. Now the Stipler asks, in the first seminar of Masechtas Gittin, what's Pshat in the Shmaitza? Of course there's a Chazaka. It's a weak Chazaka. But there's definitely a Chazaka that she sees blood. Now Rav Elchanan Kaivetz Ha'ariz, Sin Samach Zayin, Ais Yud Beis explains Pshat and Taisus like this. Taisus says she's not as Chazak Yisura. She's not going to see Lo'ilam. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, so what? But Lama'i says she has a Cheskas Isser. And until we know that she went out of the Cheskas Isser or the Cheskas Tuma, she can't be considered Tor. So why doesn't she have a Cheskas Tuma against her? So Rabbi Chanan explains that by a chazaka, the idea of a chazaka is not that once somebody is in a certain status, we don't accept that he changed unless we know for certain that he changed. That's not Taishan chazaka. Chazaka is something else. Chazaka is if somebody is in a status, and the status itself is one that is not meant to be changed. Then we say, we go after the chazaka, and we assume it didn't change until we have proof. Rabbi Chanan says, if a woman is married, she's an eshesish, she has a cheskas eshesish, any sofik will be determined by the fact that she has a cheskas eshesish. What happens if a man was mekadesh a woman for 30 days, and after the 30 days, the kedushin is supposed to be paka? And now let's say we have a sofik, whether she's within those 30 days or it's past it. Do we say she has a cheskas eshesish and she's going to be osur? Rabbi Chanan says, no, of course not. If the chazaka doesn't tell me, b'shas the chazaka, that she's going to stay in this matzav, in this situation forever, there's no chazaka to begin with. So, when the woman who is miskadesh for 30 days has a suffix, whether she's within the 30 days or not, we're not going to say that there's a cheskas eshes ish. The chazaka never said she's going to stay in eshes ish, and therefore there's no chazaka. Likewise, by nida, shushi is a roya, she sees dam, which is goyim tuma. But at the point of Riyah, there's no chazaka that she's going to stay a Riyah forever. Eventually, she's going to stop, and she will be clean. Therefore, Mochanan says, Taisa is saying she doesn't have a cheskas tumah at all, or a cheskas isra that she's still Riyah dam. When she originally started saying blood, it wasn't saying that she's going to stay in this matzav forever. Therefore, there's no cheskas Riyah, there's no cheskas tumah. True, legabe the isra labailo, she's becheskas tumah until she toivels. That is beyond of her to be tevil. But regarding the Shaila, is she still seeing dam? Is she still creating a new siwa to be metame? We answer no, because she never had a chazaka in the first place to continuously see dam. To summarize, we have three mahalchim in Taisvis. According to the Marit, he's learning pshat in Taisvis that she's a chazaka, a sui lishtanis is not a chazaka. According to the Stipler, a chazaka, a sui lishtanis may be a chazaka, but an Eidechot is nemun against it. According to the Shmaitza, the way Rabbi Chanan explains, there is no chazaka whatsoever. Now the Ramban has a different teres of Taisus Kasha. The Ramban writes that anything that's negea to her herself, he calls it a maisa shel atzma, an act that has to do with her herself, she's definitely going to be nemun, even against the chazaka. That's the Dover Poshet. Once she's nemun for herself, she'll be nemun for her husband also. But there's no right from here that an Eidechot will be nemun against the chazaka in any other case. Only if it's a maisa shel atzma. The Ramban and the Ritva offer another teretz that over here it's different. There's no other eitzah. It's not possible to have two eidim to know whether she's seeing dam or not. It's something only she can know. Therefore, of course, she'll be nemun even against the chazaka. There's no riot to the rest of the Torah. Now getting back to the Gemara said that we know Eidechot is nemun from the fact that Eidechot is nemun b'yisurin, either from Nida, or we know it from, as Rashi says, from Maisim Shebachal Yoim. But the Gemara says that won't help over here. Because even if we say normally Eidechot nemun b'yisurin, that he's not nemun against an Isur, that's Ischazik Isura. And over here, it's Ischazik Isura de Eishasish, the Gemara says. V'ein dover sheve'erva pachas mishnayim. The Gemara says another point. First of all, it's Ischazik Isura de Eishasish. And secondly, Ein dover shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. We learn dover dover from Mamon. And we know the halacha is Ein dover shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. You need two eidim to made on dover shebe'er. So how could we say in our Mishnah that Eidechot is Naman to be matter her? It's a dover shebe'er. Now the Gemara mentions two svaras. First of all, cheskas iser. And secondly, Ein dover shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. Now the Gemara could be really read in two different ways. It could be read like the Ramban, that there's two independent kashas. The Gemara is first of all asking, is Eidechot against Cheskas Eishes Ish, Eidechot should not be able to be Nemon. And secondly, there's Dover Sheba'erv over here, and Eidechot is not Nemon by Dover Sheba'erv. Now Taisus in Gittin Daf Beis is Mashma, that the Gemara is really asking one kasha. The Gemara is asking like this, first of all, the Eidechot is being made against the Cheskas Isser. And even if you're going to tell me that an Eidechot is stronger than a Cheskas Isser, and he is Nemon, still, in this case, it's Dover Sheba'erva. Now, it's Mashma that the Gemara is building Dover Sheba'erva on Cheskas Isser. It's not two dependent svaras. Since it's Cheskas Isser, even if you're going to say Cheskas Isser is not strong enough to override Nemon as an Eidechot, but Cheskas Isser that turns into a Dover Sheba'erva, that, for sure, is stronger than an Eidechot. Now the Rashba learns like the Ramban that it really is two kashas. First of all, it's Eid Echad against the Cheska sister, and secondly, it's Dovah Shebe'erva. The Gemara goes on to handle whether Eid Echad is stronger than Cheska sister or not. And the Gemara doesn't deal with the fact that it's Dovah Shebe'erva. And the Rashba explains that what the Gemara is looking for is any Hechatimsa that will find that in a similar case, that an Eid Echad would be Neman. If we find that an Eid Echad is Neman against the Cheska Sisser, so the Chachamim will be Mekel because of Iguna and say, even by Dovah Shebe'erva, we're going to allow an Eid Echad to be Neman. But if we don't find anywhere that an Eid Echad is Neman against his Chazak Yisura, the Chachamim are not going to do two Kulis. First of all, they'll be Mekel to believe an Eid Echad against the Cheska Sisser, and secondly, to be Mekel to believe an Eid Echad by Dovah Shebe'erva. If they find somewhat of a Kulim and a Torah, that Eid Echad is Neman against his Chazik, so then they'll be more Mekel and give them manas to an Eid Echad, even by Dovah Shebe'erva, that's his Chazik. The Ramban, however, learns that the Gemara is just dealing with the issue of his Chazik and not with the issue of Dovah Shebe'erva. But Anachanami, Dovah Shebe'erva is another reason that Eid Echad won't be Neman until the Gemara finally reaches the conclusion that Mishum Miguna Akilu Barabona. But as we said, we see in the Ramban and the Rashba that Dovah Shebe'erva and his Chazik are really two independent Svaris, two different kashas the Gemara is asking. According to Taisvis, the Dovah Shebe'erva is only called Dovah Shebe'erva after it's his Chazek Yisura. Now that's really Shitas HaMarik, that we don't say Dovah Shebe'erva, an Eid Echad is not Neman, and only in the case where it's his Chazek Yisura of the Yisur Erva, then we say Ein Dovah Shebe'erva Pochas Mishnayim. But if it's not his Chazek Yisura, we will not say the Klal of Ein Dovah Shebe'erva Pochas Mishnayim, according to the Marik, and that's L'chor Pshat and Taisvis in Gittin. Now, Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Paragimel brings a very strong raya that the klal of Ein Dovah Shebe'erva Pochas Mishnayim will apply even if there's no Cheska Sisser. The rule is that by Mamon, we're not going to say that if there's no Chazaka, if nobody's a Muchzik, that an Eid Echad will be believed. A Dovah Shebe'erva is considered a Dovah Shebe'erva that an Eid Echad won't be Neman, even in a case where there's no Chazaka. The halacha is that if somebody found an Aveda, and Reuven and Shimon are both claiming to say that the Aveda is theirs. Reuven and Shimon both have simonim that the Aveda is theirs. And an Eid Echad comes along and says he knows the Aveda belongs to Reuven. The halacha is he's not believed. It's a Dovah Shebe'erva. An Eid Echad is not Neman by a Dovah Shebe'erva. Nobody has a Chazaka. There's no Muchzik here. We still say, since it's a Momonistic Geshaiwa, Eid Echad is not Neman. So the same logic should apply to Dovah Shebe'erva. True, there may not be a Cheska Sisser, but since it's a Dovah Shebe'erva, and Dovah Shebe'erva has the same halachas as Dovah Shebe'mamon, an Eid Echad should not be Neman, even if there's no Chazaka. However, the Shmaitza brings a Tshuvas Maimonis. The Tshuvas Maimonis writes about a case where Reuven sent Shimon to be his Shliach to Mekadesh and Isha. Shimon went, and he was Mekadesh her, and he was supposed to say, Harayat Mekudeshes LeRuven. He made a mistake and said, Harayat Mekudeshes Li. Afterwards, the Shliach realized that he made a mistake, and he said, I really should have said, Harayat Mekudeshes LeRuven. I did not intend to Mekadesh you for myself. The question is he Neman? It's a Dovah Shebe'erva, and he's one person. The Tshuvas Maimonis writes that he is Neman. It's a Dovah Shebe'erva. It doesn't matter. It wasn't this Chazek that she should be an Eishes Ish to Shimon. And since it wasn't his Chazek, an Eid Echad is Neman. Now, the Shmaitza learns that Eid Echad is not Neman by Dovah Shebe'erva, even if it's not his Chazek. So, the Shmaitza explains that the reason the Tshuvas Maimonis writes that he's Neman, it's not because an Eid Echad is Neman against Dovah Shebe'erva if it's not his Chazek. If an Eid Echad testifies that it never was Dovah Shebe'erva in the first place, she never was married to Shimon. It's not that she was married to Shimon and there's no chazaka and he's being made on Dovah Shebe'erva. In such a case, of course, he won't be Neman. But if the Eid Echad is coming to preempt the status of Dovah Shebe'erva, he says he never married her. It was never a Dovah Shebe'erva. In that case, the Shmaitza says, like the Tshuvas Maimonis, that an Eid Echad will be Neman. But of course, if it reached the status of Dovah Shebe'erva, even if it's not as Chazak Yisura, an Eid Echad won't be Neman, according to the Shmaitza. According to the Marik, though, we said that an Eid Echad will be Neman by Dovah Shebe'erva, unless it's his Chazek Yisura, as it's Mashma from our Gemara. Now, getting back to the sugya, the Gemara has a back and forth whether Eid Echad is Neman against this Chazak Yisur. The Gemara doesn't come out with any Pshitus. And since it's possible, according to the Sugya at least, that an Eid Echor is not Nemon against this Chazak Yisur, why in the Mishnah do we say that an Eid Echor is Nemon to Himater and Eish Hasish to marry by saying that the husband died? He's only an Eid Echor. So the Gemara answers, the Reb Zeira said, because we're machmer on her with all the different knasos, hekalta leo b'tchila. We're mekel on her to allow her to marry based on the nemonos of the Eid Echad. So the Gemara asks, don't be machmer and don't be mekel. Why do you give her a right to marry based on the nemonos of an Eid Echad? Shaloi kedin, because it's against his chazak yisura. It's a davar she'be'erva. And we'll allow her only because we're going to be machmer on her at the end. Don't be machmer and don't be mekel. Don't allow her to marry. So the Gemara answers, Mishum iguna akilu barabonon, because it's a makam iguna, Chazal felt necessary to allow her to marry, but it comes with a warning that if she makes a mistake and she marries shalai kedin, she'll get a whole list of chumras and knasos, and therefore she's going to be more careful. Now, how do we understand this? Is this an akiras dover min ha-Torah? Is it that the Torah says she's not allowed to marry and Chazal said she's allowed to? How could Chazal do that? We find several approaches in the Rishonim how to explain this. Taisus over here writes, in Dibra Maslam Mitoich, that it's not that min haTorah we say because she's scared to get all those chumris on her, she's going to check so well that it creates an anansahadi, it's an umdana that we know for sure the husband died and she's mutter. That's not the case. Rather, Taisus learns it's a takonas chachamim. Then Amon says only midirabonon. Aye, how could the chacham be eker davar min haTorah? Here it's bekumba. Say they're allowing an eishesish to marry without sufficient proof. She has a cheskas eishesish. How could we possibly allow her to do that? Taisus says a klal that if it's a davar hogun, if it's something that's mistaber to Chazal that really should be, they have a right to allow her to do something that's seemingly osur, even if it seems that it's akiras davar min haTorah, that they're uprooting something from the Torah. Since it's a davar hagun, it's a davar mistaber, it makes sense, it's the proper thing to do. The chacham have a kayach in such a case to actually be ikar davar min haTorah and allow her to marry, even though min haTorah she's asur to, the chacham have a right to allow her. The Tosfos Yeshanim disagrees with Tosfos. The Tosfos Yeshanim learns, because of Tosfos Kasha, either chacham don't have a kayach to be ikar davar min haTorah b'kum v'asay, how could they allow her to rely on an Eid Echad? Taisus Shanim says, this is not a kiras davar min haTorah. Since we know that she's going to be very careful, she knows that if she's wrong, it's going to cost her terribly, it comes out that really the nemanus of the Eid Echad, together with the svara, the daiko mitzvah, she's going to be very careful, creates a nemanus min haTorah and allows her min haTorah to marry. The Marik explains that also in the Rambam, that the reason she's allowed to marry is because it's a milsa d'avida l'gluye. It's something that eventually everybody's going to find out whether he's alive or dead. So therefore, it's an amonus even midir raisa. Aye, why do you have to come on then to the svara of mitechay mashach marjo leo b'soifo hikalto leo b'tchilosa? Why do we have to come on to the svara that we're machmer, so therefore we're allowed to be mekel in the beginning? So the Marik explains, if not for the fact that we were machmer on her so much, there is no way the Chacham would allow her to marry based on the nemanos of an Eid Echad, even if it works min haTorah, because the chaymer of Eish Shesh. Eish Shesh Ish is a tremendously chomer isser, and without the added svar of mitoch chaymer shechmata leo b'saifa, we wouldn't allow her to marry, even if she taka had a right to min haTorah. The Aruch Haner proves from Rashi on Omud Beis, Dibra Maschal HaRei Kan, that Rashi also holds the Nemonos is min haTorah. By the fact that Rashi says that an Eid Echad comes to be made, that her husband died, has a din of two Eidim, of Kol Mokam Shehemino Torah Eid Echad HaReyu Kishnayim, wherever the Torah believes an Eid Echad, he has a din of two, it's Mochach that he's Nemon Medir Aysa. And therefore, even if an Eid Echad comes afterwards to contradict what he said, the second Eid Echad won't be Nemon. That Svara only makes sense if it's the Araisa. That's how the Aruch Haner learns. The Rashba, however, argues, and he learns that it's only Midrabanon, as we've said before, that really the Gemara in the beginning of the Sugya knew it's only Midrabanon. And the Gemara was just looking for a case where the Torah is Matar Eid Echad by is chazek that the chachamim would have a right to say that it will be meikel even by dovah shebe'erva that's is chazek because of the svara of igun. However, the Gemara at the end of the day says we have no similar case where eid echod is nemun against the chazaka. Still, mishum igun, together with a svara that she'll be very scared because of the chaymer that we're going to put on her if she's wrong, the chum were able to be misakein this kula, even if there's nothing to base on where we find in the Torah a similar case where the Torah was make. The Ritva brings a yesh oimrim, and Rashi in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin also writes this, that the reason the chacham were meikel is because afkinu rabbanon lekedushin minei. The chacham simply undid the kedushin of the first husband, and therefore she's allowed to marry a second husband based on the namonos of the eid echod. However, if the baal comes back, if it was proven that the eidim were lying, then retroactively the chacham undo their afkinu, and she stays an eishes ish to the first husband. However, the Ritva is Deicha, this Shita, says the Gemara never mentioned such a Svara. He brings Rayas, that of course the first husband is Minatoira, still her husband, and we don't say Afkenu. Now the Shmaitza proves that an Eid Echod is not Nemon Minatoira, even though it's a Milsa David Leguye. He proves not like the Taisus Hishanim, not like the Rambam according to the Marik. The raya is, by moment, we don't say that an eid echod is nemon by a milsa David leguliyei. We never find anywhere that an eid echod could ever work by moment, even if he has the backing of an umdeno because it's a milsa David leguliyei, something that eventually is going to be found out anyways. We don't say that by moment. And since Dover Shebe'erva has the same halacha as moment, if it doesn't work by moment, it won't work by Dover Shebe'erva either. Now, what's the maskana of the Gemara regarding eid echod against the chazaka? The Gemara doesn't come out with a clear chazaka. The Ramban writes that halacha l'maisa eid echod is nemun against the chazaka. The Gemara was just trying to bring proofs to it, but halacha l'maisa we know for certain that eid echod is nemun even against is chazik yisuru. V'haraya, a person is nemun to say that a piece of meat is kosher meat, it was properly shechted. Aye, what's the raya? Maybe the reason he's nemun is because it's biyarit to shecht. So the Raman writes, that won't help. If it's not biyadi to shecht now, death that it was biyadi earlier is not going to give him the nemonus. By the fact that an eid echod can be made that meat is kosher meat, it was properly shechted, we have a raya that eid echod is not misurin even against the cheskas iser. Because the behemah b'chayah b'cheskas iser he made this until we know it was properly shechted. Since he's nemon to say it's kosher, we see that eid echod is nemon against the cheskas iser. However, according to the Rashba, our sugya is still a suffix. There's no pshitas to the Gemara that eid echod is nemun against his chazak yisura. But the Rashba writes that really this shayla is totally in the tula shaynas in Masechtas Krisus that we spoke about earlier. Our sugya holds that there's no nemunas for an eid echod to say that someone is chayiv a carbon for eating chaylev. And the only reason eid echod oimer achalto chaylev in a case where an eid echod says to somebody that he ate chaylev and he has to bring a carbon, that his nemon is only because of shtika kaido, but there's no nemonus to the aid. Therefore, we have no raya that eid echonam bi surin against this chazik. But lahalocha, the Rashba says, we go according to the sugya that metartzin in dibure, the Gemara increases, has another mahalach, the way we explain in Taisvis. That the reason eidim are not nemon to mechayiv someone a carbon according to the chachamim is not because eidim are not nemon, it's because he has a way to dry out. He could say, and explain when he said Layachalti, it means Layachalti Shayigel Amazit. But without that, of course, Eidim are Nemon to say that he has to bring a carbon, and therefore, when it says that an Eid Echod is also Nemon to say that someone's Chayav a carbon, the Eid Echod would be Nemon, even though the person he's being made about has a Cheskas Ptur. So you see, the Eid Echod is Nemon against the Chazaka. So true, our Sugi is going according to the Shita increases that there is no nemonus to the two eidim, the eid echod, regarding the chi of carbon, and therefore it only works out shtika kaido. But according to the other mahalach increases, that there is nemonus to the eidim, and the only reason two eidim are not nemon to be mechayiv a carbon when he is makish them is because betartzin and dibure, but without that, eidim would be nemon, so then l'chayra in the Mishnah of eid echod that's mechayiv a carbon, it's also because of the nemonus of the eid echod, and not because of shtika kaido. Therefore, the Rashba learned that halacha l'maisa, we pass on like the Lashon and Maseches Krisis that Metartin and Dibur, right? And therefore, Eirechot Lemaisa is Nemun against a Cheskas Yisr. However, the Amshal Shlema Paskin is Lahalocha like our Sugya, not like the Sugya and Krisis. And the Ramah Paskin is the same way in Simikuch Chazayin and Yerideo, that the Eirechot is not Nemun against the Chazaka. Now the Ramah writes further that even according to our sugya, that Eirechot is not Nemun against the Cheskas Yisr, that's only if he's being made against the Chazaka directly. But if he's coming to be Mavarer, just to clarify, what's the Isser and what's the Heter, if there was a Taruvus of Isser and Heter, of course an Eirechot is going to be Nemun, even if it's his Chazak Yisurah. Because he's not saying something that's Usser became Mutter. He's saying, I'm going to show you what's the Isser and what's the Heter. That's not something that an Eirechot can't overcome. So again, it comes out of Halacha L'maaseh that an Eirechot is Nemun to be Mevarer an Isser and to be Mevarer the Heter according to everybody. Neged Cheskas Isser, according to the Ramban, he's Nemun. According to the Rashba, it's totally in Machlekes HaSugyis. La Halacha, the Rashba also says like the Ramban, Eirechot is Nemun against the Cheskas Isser. The Ramah Pasen is Lahachmer, like our Sugya. However, there are a few exceptions to the rule. By a Chazaka de Isra, a Chazaka that's weakened already, or a Chazaka HaSugyi L'shtanois, Rosh Chaim Eger brings, in such a case, even according to the Ramah, an Eirechot is Nemun. That's understandable based on the Taisis we mentioned before, that Anida is Nemun to say that she's not seeing Dam anymore, even though there's a Cheskas Raya in the beginning, because it's a Chazaka Asuri L'shtanois. According to the Ramban, if it's a Maisa that has to do with her, we mentioned, also a Eirechot will be Nemun against a Cheskas Yisr. By Dovar Shebe'erva, the rule is an Eirechot is not Nemun. If that Dovar Shebe'erva is not as Chazik, we mentioned it's a machlokes whether an Eirechot is Nemun or not. If it's Biyodoi, he can be Mesake in Isra by himself, it's Mevor in our Sugya, that an Eirechot is Nemun even against the Chazaka. Now the Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz of Perak Aleph declares, what's the halacha by Dovar Shebe'erva and it's Biyodoi? Of course, Eirechot is not a Nemun against the Dovar Shebe'erva. Is an Eirechot Nemun if it's Biyodoi by Dovar Shebe'erva? The Shmaitza proves that he won't be Nemun. The Shmaitza explains that Biyodoi doesn't work als a migu, that if I wanted to, I could, so therefore believe me that I did. V'haraya, a cipher that says that he did not write the Shemois, the Shem Hashem, if he were to be Nemun, the Sefer Torah would hakka be possible. The halacha is, he's Nemun, and the Sefer Torah is possible, even though he wrote it already. The reason is because it's Biyodai. When he wrote the Sefer Torah, he had the koyach, he had the opportunity to write it Shalai L'shma. Now, if Biyodai works as a migu, he doesn't have a migu anymore. He can't passel it now. It was something that could have happened only in the past. Still, since it was Biyodai, he's Nemun, and the Sefer Torah is possible. You see, Biyodai doesn't work as a migu. If it worked as a migu, it wouldn't work over here. It's too late. Same thing by Tevel. A person is Nemun to say, according to our sugya, where the Gemara says that even if it's somebody else's peiros, if the halacha is that a person to be mafresh from his peiros onto his friend's peiros, he would be Nemun to say that the Tevel is Mesukin, and one may eat it. Aye, it's his Chazak Yisura. No, since it's Biyodai, he's Nemun. That's Mefurish in our Gemara. Now the question is, if Biyodai works out some migu, that because if he wanted to do it, he could do it, therefore we believe him, we're not going to say a migu in such a case. There's no reason he should want to give away from his peiros to be matir his friend's peiros. The Rosh says a loshan otu b'shuftin yaskin, we're dealing with a fool who wants to spend his own money to be matir his friend's peiros. It doesn't work als a migu. Biyodai works als a din of bailus. Since he can do it, he's considered a bailim on the maisa. And since he could be mafrish, he could be mafresh from his fruit to imater his friend's tevel, that makes him enough of a bailim on the maisa to be nemon, even against a cheskas iser. Now the Shmaitza says, by momin we never find that a person can be nemon als biyodai. If it doesn't have the kayach, if it doesn't have all the stipulations that migu needs, he won't be nemon. A migu l'mafreya, a migu retroactively, doesn't work. So since by momin we're not going to say a migul ma'afrei, because originally he could have done it, even though he can't do it now. That's called a migul ma'afrei. Migul ma'afrei doesn't work by momin. The same way davar shebe'erva will have the same halacha that a migul ma'afrei, which would work only al tzbiyadei, but not with a koyach of migul, that also won't work by davar shebe'erva, as it has the same halachas as davar shebe'momin. The Shmaitzer brings another raya from a Gemara on Yeshneichlan, that a man is not neman to say that he divorced his wife, l'mafreya, that she should have a halach of a grusha, even from before the present time. Aitz biyodai, at that point, to be megarish. He could have been megarish earlier. Why don't we say he's neman? By isurim we say he's neman. By isur we say, even though he can't shech the behema now, since it was biyodai originally to shech, he's neman even against his chazik isura. And we see, by davar shebe'erva, we don't say that. We see that she's not considered a grusha retroactively, even though it was biyodei at that point. You see from there that the halacha of biyodei, that's neman against his chazik, is only by isurin, not by davar shebe'erva, and definitely not by mamin. Now the Gemara mentions that since it's biyodei to be shoyel al nidra, he can make hataras nadarim, a person would be neman against cheskas isur. The Gemara says, on a hegdish, a person would be neman to say that it was chulin because it's biyodai to make hataras nadarim, to be matarit, to take it away from hegdish, because it's biyodai to be shoyel. The Rashba asks the kasha, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, that if someone who is mekadish an isha, la'achar she is gayer, after he becomes a ger, she should be miskadish, the Gemara says that it's not considered biyodai to misgayer the shishim mekudish, because we say mi yemer de mizdaki hilei beit lasa. Who says that three people will gather together for him and be megayer him? Therefore, it's not considered biyodai, and she's not mekudeshes. So the Rashba asks here too: why do we say that it's biyodai to be shayil mi yemer de mizdaki hilei beit lasa? Who says three people are going to come together to form a bezdin and be matar neder for him? So the Rashba answers that if it's l'mafreya, if he's saying it happened already, that three people came together and were matar neder for me, we will believe him. Why? Because most times, one can get together three people. L'haba, for future reference, one cannot say that it's biyodai to misgayer, because he has to get three people together. Who says they're going to do it for him? But to say that it happened already, then we do call it biyodai, since most of the time, a person can't get three people together. The Rashba gives another teretz. By a Taras Nadarim, it's not going to be a problem of miyem or demizdaki li beit lasa. It's a simple thing to get three people together for a Taras Nadarim, because for a Taras Nadarim, you don't need three mumchen. So, therefore, it's considered biyodai. However, to get three people together to make a geirus, which needs a proper bezdin, that already is something that's not simple, and we don't say it's biyodai, because miyem or demizdaki li beit lasa. Who says three people are going to get together for him in a bezdin form? Now, when the Gemara asks, by the case of Hegdish, that Elo de Acher, it belonged to his friend, and he says that I know my friend was Shayel, the Gemara says, how do you know that he's Nemon? That goof is a Shayel, if Eid Echor is Nemon against his Chazak Yisura, even it's not Biyodai. The Shmaitza, and Shmaitza of Perek Beis asks Akasha, why do we say it's considered an Eid Echod against the Chazaka, where the Gemara has a suffix if he's Naaman, when he is made that his friend was Shoyel and undid the Hekdish that he was Magdish? Just like we said before, from the Tshuvas Maimoni, where Reuven sent Shimon to be a Shliach to Mekadesh, a woman for him, and Shimon, the Shliach, said, Harayad Mekudeshes Li, and he says, that was a mistake, I really meant to say, L'Ruvain, he's Nemon, even though an Eid Echod is not Nemon by a Dovah Shebe'erva, but since he's saying there never was a Dovah Shebe'erva in the first place, he is Nemon. The same way here, since when somebody is Shoyel on a Neder, he's Eikir the Neder L'Mafreya, it undoes the Neder retroactively from the beginning, here too, when he is made that his friend who was Magdish was Shoyel on his Hegdish, and he undid the Hegdish, it comes out L'mafreya, there was never his Chazik Yisura. Why does the Gemara have a hard time understanding that a person could be made that his friend was Shoyel on his Neder, undid the Hegdish? The Gemara says it's his Chazik, it's not his Chazik. He says, L'mafreya, it never happened. So the Shmaita answers, since Al Kol Panim, as long as he isn't Shoyal, it's Aser, that enough is called Cheskas Iser to say that an Eid Echod can't be made against it. True, in Lomdis, after the Neder, after the Makdish was Shoyal and he was Mater Neder, he undid the Neder L'mafreya, but until it happens, since it's Aser, it's considered as Chazak Yisura, and therefore he is not able to say that that step of Ataras Nedarim was actually taken. Now the Gemara says in the case of Hegdish, how do we know an Eid Echod is Neman? And the Gemara goes through different cases. Hegdish Nami. Ikidushas Damim Mishum Diyabi Yadir Leftoisai. If it's a case where it was Magdish, Hegdish Damim, and not Kedushas Haguf, it's Biyadai to be Paida. He could actually be Paida from Hegdish himself. And therefore he's going to be Neman als Biyadai. So the Shmaitza asks on that line in the Gemara that a person is Nemon to say that something that was Hegdish is not Hegdish anymore because it's Biyadai to be Paida. The rule is that Biyadai is not a Nemonis in a case of Mamoin. It's not a Nemonis according to the Shmaitza in a case of Davar Shebe'erva, as we mentioned before. Now in this case where the Gemara says it's Biyadai to be Paida, the Hegdish, and therefore he should be Nemon that it was Nifta already, and it's Chulin, not Hegdish, the Shmaitza asks, L'chayra Biyadai won't be enough of an Amanus over here. Why? The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says that if somebody is made on money, that it belongs to Maaser Sheni, it's considered an Eidus Mamon. An Eid Echad won't be Nemon for such a testimony. If somebody has money as Rishus, and an Eid Echad comes along and says, that money really belongs to Maaser Sheni. Your father was mafrish money for Maaser Sheni, and he died. An Eid Echad won't be Nemon to say that money doesn't belong to the Irish. It's considered an Eidus Mamon, not an Eidus Isser, even though it has Isser ramifications. Mamon of Maaser Sheni has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten b'kedusha, yet that's considered an Eidus of Mamon. It's not considered an Eidus of Isser. So, in a case of Hegdish also, true, it's biyadai to be paida, but since it should have the same status as Eidus Mamon, like we find by Maaser Sheni, and by Eidus Mamon, biyadai doesn't help. Only Migu helps. And over here, there's no Migu that he could have been paid by spending his own money. That is not necessarily a Migu. Who says he'd want to spend his own money to be paid the Hegdish? The Nemanis over here would only work out biyadai, like we mentioned before, that biyadai doesn't necessarily have to be that he really would do it. Since it's theoretically possible for him to do it, he's considered a bailam on this maisa enough to be Nemon. But to create a migu, this wouldn't be a migu here that he could have been paida. Who says he'd want to be paida? Therefore, in a case where it's an eidus of mamain, he shouldn't be Nemon with a biyadai. And since over here it's only biyadai, not a migu, why is he Nemon to say that it's not hegdish, since it's biyadai lefdaisai? L'chayr is being made on Eidus Mamon. Eidus Mamon biyadai is not enough to be believed. So the Shmaitza answers a tremendous chiddush. He says that to be made that money doesn't belong to a hedyot, it belongs to Hegdish, that's Eidus Mamon. Taking away money from a hedyot, from a regular person, that is going to have the halachas of Eidus Mamon, and therefore biyadai won't help. Eid Echad won't be Nemon, and unless there's a migu, he definitely won't be Nemon. However, to say testimony that something that belonged to Hegdish belongs now to a Hedyot, that's not considered an Eidus of Mamon. Taking money Mirushus Hegdish and bringing it to Rishus Hedyot through an Eidus is not considered Eidus Mamon. That's considered Eidus Isser, not Eidus Mamon. And therefore, an Eid Echod would be Nemon to be made against a Cheskas Hegdish. And to say now that it is in Rishus Hedyot, because that doesn't have a din of Eidus Mamon. The Shmaitza brings a raya to that, that we find in Taisus Masechtas Me'ilah, Taisus understands that it would be Shayach Bitl Beroiv if a Matbeya of Hegdish fell into a whole group of Matbeyas of Hedyot, and somebody used the Matbeyas, Taisus asks the Kasha, why do we say he's over Me'ilo, that Matbeya of Hegdish should be Bitl Beroiv? Now the klal is that there's no Bitl Beroiv by Mamon. Mamin ain't a butl, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Beitza. Why does Taisus have a havmina to say that legabi mi'ila, a matbeya of hegdish will be butl in roiv matbeya is of a hegdit? It's mochach from Taisus that the side of the iser of hegdish is not a mamonistic iser. It's an iser like other isurim, and that's why it shaykh bitl on it in Taisus' havmina. Therefore, the Shmaitz proves from there that nemanus regarding something that belonged to hegdish, and the aid, once he made it, doesn't belong to Hegdish anymore, is not going to be considered someone who's being made an Eidus Mamoin. It's going to be considered someone who's being made an Eidus Isser, and therefore the Gemara understands that one would be able to be Nemon against Ischazik Yisura of Hegdish, even though he's an Eid Echor, as long as it's Biyadai. While we know that if it were an Eidus Mamoin, Biyadai would not be enough of a reason to believe in Eid Echor. The Gemara on Beis continues. Rav says two Eidim said that the husband died, two Eidim said that he didn't die, and this is him, the fellow who came before them. The rest of the people don't recognize this man as the husband. If she married, the Gemara says, Lo Teitze. She can stay married to her new husband. So the Gemara asks, it's a trei trei. There are two Eidim that say that she's an Eishes Ish. There are two Eidim that say she's not an Eishes Ish. Somebody who lives with her as a man and wife should be chayiv an oshem tolui. It's a suffix if she's an eishes ish. How could we allow her to stay married? So the Gemara answers, the case is she married one of her eidim. One of the two eidim that said that the husband died is the one who became her new husband. And she says, borili, I know that my husband died. So therefore, in that case, where she's a bari, and she marries one of her eidim, we say, if she got married, she doesn't have to leave her second husband. Taisus asks a kasha. Why does the Gemara ask in the Havamino, she's chayiv an oshem tolui? It's a trei, there are two eidim that say she's mutter. Two eidim say she's osir. She's chayiv an oshem tolui. We hold that trei sveikud rabbanon. That when you have two eidim saying something is osir and two eidim saying something is mutter, the two eidim cancel each other out. And we allow Chazaka to paskin. And since she has a Cheskas Eishes Ish, she'd be considered a Vadei Eishes Ish. She shouldn't bring an Oshem Tolui. She should have to bring a Karban Chatos. Now the Rashba answers that Kasha and says, Enochanami, it could be she has to bring a Karban Chatos according to the Shita, the Trei Trei Sveika de Rabbanon. But there's a Shita that holds that Trei Trei Sveika de Araisa, the two Eidim are the entire Suffolk, and there's no room Bechlal for Chazaka to get involved. Chazaka won't play a role in a case where there's a trei or trei, and therefore that shita holds she'll have to bring just an oshem toli. It's a suffix. We're not going to go after the chazaka. True, according to the maskana in Yevamis that we hold trei trei sveika derabanan, she'll have to bring korban chatas also. The Gemara is saying at least an oshem toli, and possibly she'll have to bring korban chatas too. The Gemara doesn't want to get involved in that machlekes. But Taisus asks another kasha. Why do we say that we allow her to stay married to one of her Eidim? As far as we're concerned, she's Becheskas Eishes Ish. She's a regular Eishes Ish marrying somebody else. It's a Chiyuv Karis as far as we're concerned. Now the Marashah doesn't understand Taisus Kasha. Even if we say Trei Trei Sveika Derabbanan and there's a Chazaka, Cheskas Eishes Ish, that says she's definitely Osir, Chazaka is only for people that have a Suffolk. If somebody says Borili, you can't tell me that Chazaka is going to say that it's Osir. She knows that her husband died. She's definitely mutter. She's marrying somebody that knows her husband died. He knows she's definitely mutter. Where does Chazaka come in and play a role? Therefore, the Mashal doesn't understand Taisus Kasha. There may be a Cheska sister against her, but she knows the Chazaka is not applicable. She knows her husband died. Therefore, the Mashal says that, of course, she'll be mutter to stay with her husband if she knows that she's mutter. Now, the Karen Oira handles, how do we relate to this woman when she says that she knows she's mutter, and as far as we're concerned, there's a chazaka that says she's us, or she's a regular ish. Now, l'inyan carbon, whether she has to bring a carbon or not, she's nemen on herself, according to everybody. If it's just a chazaka that's saying that she's chayiv chatas, she knows that's not the case. Therefore, even according to the shita that holds, a person is not nemen against 100 eidim regarding carbon, in this case, she for sure will be nemen, because all she's being made against is against the Chazaka. Now, as far as the Einish is concerned, will we be Mechayev or Misa? The Karen Oira says, absolutely not. She's not Mater herself L'Misa. For somebody to be Chayev Misa, one has to say, I know I'm being over an Isser and I don't care. In this case, she knows that she's being over nothing. She knows that her husband died. Therefore, she was never matter herself l'misa, and we won't give her an einish either. Now, are we going to allow her to stay with this husband? We know, as far as we're concerned, that she's being over the Isra of Eishes Ish. As far as we're concerned, there's a chazaka that says she's Osir. The Rashba says, in that case also, we won't take her out of her second husband's house. She's saying Bari. As far as she's concerned, she's not doing an Isser. We don't have the kayach to be mitzi her from her husband's house. The only question is she Nemon for herself in regards to her children also? L'chayra, she's going to create at least Safik Mamzerim. As far as we're concerned, her children are Safik Mamzerim, if not Vadei Mamzerim. So first, the Karen Ayra concedes that the children will be Safik Mamzerim, but L'maisa, at the end, the Karen Ayra says, since we say the Sfar of Daiko Minseva, we're going to even be Machsher, the children, because true, there's a Chazaka that says she's an Eishes Ish, but since there's Edim that are made that she's not an Eishes Ish, and together with the Sfar of Daiko Minseva, we're going to be Matter her children Lekohol also. Now, the Kovitz Ha'orus explains that Tosfos argues in the Marsha. Tosfos holds that since, as far as we're concerned, the Chazaka defines her as definitely an Eishes Ish, we're not allowed to allow her to stay with her husband. She may say that Bari Li, her husband may say Bari Li, but since to Bezdin's eyes, it's clear that she's an Eishes Ish, we will not allow her to stay together with her second husband, at least in Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos has a raya, according to Rabbi Elchanan, from the halacha of Saita. The halacha is that if a woman was Nistra after Kini from her husband, it's a suffix if she was Mazana with a Bayal. The halacha is that she's not allowed to be with the Bayal. It's a suffix that the Torah says, suffix kevade, and she's ushered to marry the Bayal. She's saying Bari, I know that I wasn't over an Avera. The Bayal, or at least the potential Bayal, is saying a Bari, he knows he wasn't over an Avera. As far as they're concerned, it's never postured that they're mutter to be with each other. Yet, as far as Bezdin is concerned, we won't allow them to marry. Why? Because when the Torah says that we have to assume they're usher, either by Saita, because the Torah asah safik kevade, or in our case, where she's a safikaceous ish with a cheskaceous ish, as far as we're concerned, she's a vadei usher, we won't allow them to be together, and that's Tosfos' understanding why Tosfos asked she should be usher to stay with her second husband, even if she says bari, and he says bari, because as far as we're concerned, the chazaka determines her to be a vadei eishes ish. Tosfos' answer to the kasha, that since she's daiko mitzvah, since she's very careful, the cheskas eishes ish becomes weaker, it's maru l'chazaka, the chazaka becomes weaker, and therefore, we allow her to stay with her second husband when she says bari, and she marries one of her edim, because the cheskas eishes ish got weakened by the fact that she's daiko mitzvah. Now the mashal asks the kasha on Tosfos' teretz, why do we say daiko mitzvah? Generally, the rule is because we're machmer on her, all the different chumras in the Mishnah, that's only by Eid Echad. By two Eidim, we don't say there's a Chaymer, that we're Machmer on her. She doesn't get all those Knosses, so therefore there won't be a Daiko Minseva. Now really, later on in the Perek, we find the Machlaikas about that. There's a Sheet in the Gemara that we don't say that two Eidim is different. And we do give her all the Chumras. Therefore, it could be Tosfos going with that Sheet, and that's why Tosfos understands the Daiko Minseva also by two Eidim. Now the Rosh Hashanah asked another Kasha. Earlier in the Masechta, it says that an aid that's made to matter an Eishes Ish may not marry this woman. It's chashed that it looks like he's trying to be made to matter her for himself. So there are different terutzim in the Rishayim. According to the Rashba, it's talking about that there are three Eidim. The Mela, one of the Eidim, was redundant, and that's why he was able to marry her, and there's no problem of Laisa Es Ishtoi. According to the Ritva, B'di Eved, if she married him, she doesn't have to leave, therefore, even if there are only two Eidim, we could explain that B'nisis L'Echad Me'edeo is talking about that B'di'evet she married him already. According to Tosfos Yeshanim, there's another Teretz, it's talking about that the Eidim had wives while they were made to matter her. Afterwards, they either got divorced or the wives died. In such a case, since it's not Choshed B'Shas Eidus, that it looks like they were trying to matter her, to marry her themselves, therefore, it's mutter for the aid to marry this woman.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.